The purpose of this was to have a lunchbox boat.
Will Nickum is an engineer for Elliott Bay Design Group in Seattle, architects for the day boats and other Alaska Marine Highway ships. But the paradigm of state ferries is changing. Instead of operating 24 hours a day, the proposed 280-foot shuttles would be tied up at the end of 12 hours, like the fast ferries Fairweather and Chenega.
And at the end of the day, the crew would go home and then come back the next morning and start all over again.
The current design shows a closed car deck, but state officials originally said it would be open. That drew a lot of criticism from passengers who were familiar with Lynn Canal's rough seas and sprays. Architects Elliott Bay advised against it, and Nickum says it would cost only slightly more.
But the weather protection and the potential for lower maintenance, the recommendation was pretty strong back to the state, and the states accepted that recommendation. So the design you see now has a closed car deck.
The day boats would first serve Juneau, Skagway, and Haines, carrying 53 standard-sized vehicles and 300 passengers, and travel at about 15.5 knots. There wouldn't be much time in port.
Rapid unload and load of the passengers and vehicles is important to meet this day boat concept. For a rapid turnaround, you need to drive through loading and unloading, not too much monkey motion around through side doors and whatnot. Really want to come on the bow, go off the stern, or come on the stern and go off the bow.
Juneau resident Bob Millard wonders how realistic that turnaround is. He rides the Alaska Marine Highway often, and also Washington State ferries, which are day boats.
You know, I'm concerned about crew fatigue and the time it takes to load in ports. Like Haines, you have a lot of tourists. The turnaround time is probably a factor, given all the traffic and inexperience of people loading and unloading.
Millard says the potential delays would make that 12-hour day a very tight schedule. The preliminary design study for the shuttle ferries came out last month, and a public comment period is underway. This week's meetings in Juneau, Skagway, and Haines are strictly informational. Marine Highway Manager Falvey believes both ships will be operational by the middle of 2016. The funding comes from a previous Alaska-class ferry project.
We have approximately $118 million to work with, and we feel very confident that we can deliver both of these boats, all said and done, for that price.
Falvey says the design team is now working detailed scenarios.
What would the system look like when the first Alaska-class ferry comes on? What would it look like when the second one comes on? And there will still be mainliners running up through the canal.
The public comment period on the preliminary design ends August 30th. Comments should be made online through the Alaska Department of Transportation website. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.